finish off this week, I would make some joke about wetness and marine environments, but it seems a bit tasteless. But researchers have actually made a major breakthrough in solving a big mystery of the sea, which is coral spawning.
Oh, yeah, they all do it at once.
That's right. If you watch David Attenborough, you'll have seen this phenomenon where on 1 or 2 days of a year, every single coral in a whole reef will decide this is the time to spawn.
Like a mass orgy of coral.
And they also wait until it's a full moon. Now, how do they know that it's time to do this, and how do they know that it's a full moon? And that was the question that occurred to a bunch of scientists at the University of Queensland, and Oren Levy is the first author on a paper in this week's Science. And they went out to the reef, collected some samples of just reef-building coral. It's called Acropora millipora. And they decided to use the genes that make body clocks in humans and flies and worms and use that gene to see if coral had its own version of that gene. So they looked for the human and worm and fly equivalent in coral, and they found it. It's a gene called Cry1, and they found another one called Cry2, and that's short for cryptochromes. And cryptochromes are genes that make proteins that can detect light. They detect blue-green light. And so to see if this was relevant, they went out to the reef and they looked at corals when there was a full moon and when there was no moon, and they found that these genes were following the moon cycle, and particularly Cry2, the second of the two genes, was very, very high levels when there was a full moon, but not when there was no moon. And to check that they were on the right lines, they grew some of the coral in the lab, and they turned the light on for 12 hours, turned it off for 12 hours, on for 12 hours, off for 12 hours, did that for a long time, and looked at these gene levels, and they definitely came up when the light was on, and they went down when the light was off. And then they kept the coral in the dark for a while, and the genes went away. So it looks like this is part of the way in which the coral detects that it's light, that it's a moonlit night, and Cry2, second of the two genes, seems to be linked to how the coral knows what the time is, and therefore it's potentially time to spawn. There's a lot more to find out yet, which is how they all signal that all of them have got to do it together. But at the same time, very exciting, because it's the first sort of insight into how coral has this clock.
Amazing. Everything from corals to weed to nanotubes on The Naked Scientist. Later on, we're going to be talking about particle physics, all things delving into the nature of matter. If you have any questions for us, email us chris@thenakedscientists.com.